This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. We have the amazing Dr. Bob Teal, who is not only a natural healing doctor, but he's also the senior head of the Continuing Church of God, CCOG.org. You were mentioning something interesting, three topics. The first topic is that the globalists have now decided that their ultimate enemy is Christians. Please expand on that.
Well, basically, they don't think anybody should stand up for what the Word of God says. And if you believe the Bible literally, they think you are an extremist. So this is something that's been going on. As a matter of fact, when you and I talked about my Hillary Clinton book a long time ago, I mentioned that right after she announced that she was running for president in for the 2016 election, that basically that she thought religion needed to be conformed to her image, and we shouldn't rely on old documents that she didn't agree with. Okay, so basically she was saying to put the Bible aside. And one of the problems is, of course, people like Hillary claim to be Christian. She's a United Methodist, or she was, or she pretended to be, or whatever terms you want to use.
Yeah.
But the second thing I wanted to talk about...
Actually, I want to make a funny joke in 20 seconds. The devil's a Christian. You don't know his denomination yet, but he's definitely a Christian. Go ahead.
Well, he's not in a Continuing Church of God anyway.
I know that. I'm just being sarcastic. Go ahead.
Yes, I know. Okay. Anyway, in terms of Christianity, now this next thing will seem a little strange. I saw an article today that said there's been a 40% rise of anti-Semitism in Germany. A study came out yesterday. It has this in there. It said there's 1,957 cases of Jew-hated reporting, which is an increase. Well, that's what it was in 2020, but last year went up to 2,738 incidents, so this is increasing. Now, what's interesting to me about this is that a lot of people do not realize where this comes from. You know, Adolf Hitler, by the way, did the same kinds of stuff. And
right.
You say, well, how could this happen in a place like Germany? And part of it goes back to Emperor Constantine, who you're familiar with. He rose in the 4th century. He decided to make certain changes or make certain things official. And one of them, for example, was what's commonly called Easter Sunday. It was originally supposed to be Passover, which is at night. Well, he decided, no, it should always be on a Sunday. And then he declared, quote, "Let us have nothing in common with the detestable Jewish crowd, because we've received from our Savior a different way." Well, Jesus, of course, was Jewish, and he didn't switch Passover to being on a Sunday. But he wasn't the only one. Then there was a guy by the name of Emperor Theodosius who basically said if you did that, you would hit the death penalty. And Jesus said that the time will come that whoever kills you will think he offers God a service. And these things they'll do because they have not known the Father or me. So Jesus said that in John 16. Well, you say, well, these are just imperial leaders. What about religious leaders? Well, there's a guy by the name of John Chrysostom, or the golden-throated one. And he's considered to be a major saint by the Eastern Orthodox, as well as the Roman Catholics. And he basically said that God's holy days were detestable because what he had instead was better, and his were great because otherwise his wouldn't be any good. And he also basically said that was pretty anti-Jewish. And why I find that interesting for a lot of reasons, one of them is that the Protestant publication Christianity Today called him their person of the week. They thought it actually says early church's greatest preacher. So Christianity Today named an anti-Semite as their person of the week and early church's greatest preacher.
Right.
Continuing throughout history, within the Greco-Roman world, there had various things against people who, for example, did things like you and I do. For example, if you go to church on Saturday, keep biblical holy days, don't eat biblically unclean meat, they said, you weren't, even though you're Christian, they said, no, you're not a Christian, you're really a secret Jew. And it's like, no, we're not Jewish, we accept Jesus as the Messiah, Jesus came, paid the penalty for our sins, we don't have to sacrifice animals anymore, blah, 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 blah. But no, they said, no. So that was one of the reasons they had part of the Inquisition. Now, some of your audience might say, well, you're Protestant, and you don't really care what Christianity Today had to say. Well, a lot of Protestants tied themselves through Martin Luther,
right,
who was one of the founders of the Protestant Reformation. And he basically wrote against, it railed against the Jews, basically said to take away what they have, burn their, well, actually, I'll quote this. He told his followers to burn down Jewish schools and synagogues, throw pitch and sulfur into the flames, destroy their homes, confiscate their ready money and gold and silver, take from them their sacred books, even the whole Bible. And he repeated this, by the way. He said it a couple of times. And the reason I mention that is this kind of set the stage for anti-Semitism within Europe. And this is one of the reasons why we see it in Germany, because Germans, at least nominally, tend to be either Roman Catholic or Lutheran. And so you've got their religious history says they should be against it. Now, the thing I wasn't going to say, because I wasn't planning on it, but this is an announcement. You're going to be the first place on earth to get this. I wrote a new book. And as of this instant, it's actually available. I don't even have a copy of it. That's how new it is, by the way.
Right.
Phil.
Name of the book is?
Amazon. And I went to Amazon to be sure it was on, because I got an email from them today that said it was available. And when you hear the title, you'll be surprised about this one. It's called Beliefs of the Original Catholic Church. And its subtitle is, Could a Remnant Group Have Continuing Apostolic Succession? Now, you've given me a lot of time to speak right now, but I'm going to ask you a strange question. Do you
Just a second. Dr. Martini, we're going to call you back in about 10 minutes, okay? We'll talk to you then. Take care from the studio. Yeah, she's just calling early. Go ahead.
All right.
Ask your question.
Okay. Do you know when the first time the term Catholic Church was used in the ancient literature? I'm putting you on the spot. I'm aware of that. If you don't know this,
I believe it's around after Constantine in the 3rd century. I think Catholic arose after the Romans decided to take over Catholic, you know, the so-called early church, and actually changed the day from Saturday to Sunday, and also had his mother do, geological evaluations, and say that the sacred place where the commandments were given to Moses was a area in the Sinai Peninsula rather than across over in Saudi Arabia.
Okay, well, you're partially right, but not quite.
Okay, yeah, well, I'm sure. Go ahead.
You are correct that shortly after the time of Constantine, Emperor Theodosius, who I mentioned a little bit earlier, he declared that only the Greco-Roman types could use the term Catholic. But that's not the first time it was used.
And I'm sure it was used before then, but in what context?
Let me explain, Bill.
Yeah, go ahead.
It was actually first used by a guy by the name of Ignatius of Antioch around 110 A.D.
Really?
He was writing to the Church of God in Smyrna, which is in Asia Minor, modern-day Turkey. And according to all scholars, including Roman Catholic ones, that's the first time the term Catholic Church was used. And it had nothing to do with Rome. And then the next time it was used was in another document. Now, this one probably came out around 160, 165, we don't know the exact year, called The Martyrdom of Polycarp. And Polycarp was a Church of God leader. he kept Passover, for example, on the 14th. He kept the seventh-day Sabbath. He kept the biblical holy days. He didn't eat unclean meat, stuff like that. Anyway, in the letter called the Martyrdom of Polycarp, the term Catholic Church is used multiple times, and it said that Polycarp was the bishop in charge of the Catholic Church. And so before the Greco-Romans really rose up, it was actually being used by people whose religious practices were closer to yours and mine. And then eventually the Greco-Romans decided they wanted to be called that. And so then you start to see it in their literature. And then after Emperor Theodosius convened the Council of Constantinople in 381, he declared that only people who agreed with their doctrine could use the term Catholic.
Oh, really?
Yes. So to this day, people see that. Anyway, that's one of the zillions of things that's in my new book, Beliefs of the Original Catholic Church, is available now, as of this instant, on Amazon. It says it was up for 4 to 5 days, but it's not. It's been up since this morning.
And the title of the book, let's repeat that, too.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? AllicinMed is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
But early Christians did believe.
Right.
Points to the fact that most people who profess Christianity today, whether they call themselves Catholics, Protestants, Christians, or whatever, don't have those same teachings.
Right. Yeah, I honestly think it was a transition period because our civilization transitioned to become. See, when God created individuals, whether they're human or other beings, for example, it says in the Bible that one-third of the angelic host fell and decided to serve Satan, who I call the great architect. Well, people have to understand freedom of will means if the universe is screwed up, it's because the beings in it screwed it up. And we have responsibility because we, as the children of God, if we shema, hear and do God's will, we're responsible to make the world a better place. For example, the unborn or the elderly, or civilizations who don't have people trying to crash the ecology so people starve all over the planet. So what we're dealing with is the fact we have responsibility to hear and do God's will. But a lot of people think, well, I just want to go and play the harp in heaven. And they don't realize being a Christian takes responsibility. But people don't face that, do they?
Well, because a lot of most people have been fed a false bill of goods. Okay, they've been told about different types of Christianity, not the original type. And what's interesting is in the Bible itself, in the New Testament, in the book of Jude, for example, the third verse says, to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints.
Right.
One of the reasons I wrote this book is, you know, I was raised Roman Catholic, and I think you were as well.
Exactly.
And we were taught certain things, and not everything we were taught was wrong. Okay, I don't want to start off.
Exactly. That's the point. Some of it was correct, and some of it was wrong.
And so, if you look at the teachings of the original Christians, you get a pretty good idea. Now, what I find kind of interesting when I was researching this book, I ran across this Council of Trent that the Church of Rome had in, I think it was 1546, and they kind of did that in order to counter the Protestant Reformation. But in there, they said that if you disagreed with either their church or the consensus of the early church fathers, you were a heretic. Well, if you look at the early church fathers, as they called them, and by the way, for ladies out there, none of them were men. Were women. Okay, they were all men. Okay, because that's the only early writings we have. But if you read those, you're going to find, wait a second, the people that the Greco-Roman Catholics, as well as the Protestants, tend to call early saints, who wrote things. Again, they didn't eat unclean meats. They believed in the millennium. They kept the Sabbath. They kept Passover. They had different ideas on God's plan of salvation than the typical Protestant, evangelical Protestant, or Roman Catholic, or Jehovah's Witness, or Mormon, or whatever, to this day. And so one of the purposes of this book was to say, okay, here's people that are supposed to be early authorities. Okay? We'll call them fact checkers. Now, not like modern fact checkers who
right.
have an agenda and then they just ignore the facts. But these guys would say things which would give us a pretty good idea of how back in, let's say, the second century
right.
understood the Bible. Because
right.
these people, unlike you and me, understood Koine Greek a whole lot better than anybody who's alive today. And by the way, for your audience, Koine Greek is the language that the New Testament was written in.
Right.
Okay. And who knows it? Who would know it better than people back then? And again, people who were considered to be saints, you would think they would have at least a decent understanding what the New Testament was trying to teach, particularly
right.
they either knew the apostles or knew the people who knew the apostles. So that's basically what the book is about. It's a pretty thick book. It's almost 300 pages. Lots of documentation. And, again, I wasn't even planning on mentioning it, but just before we were coming on, I said, oh, you know, I'll bet you it's now online because I ordered some to send them to Africa today. And then I said, oh, that's right. It means real people. not real people, but people.
Yeah, and the title of the book again. Give us the title again.
Beliefs of the Original Catholic Church.
Beliefs in the, of the Original Catholic Church.
The Original Catholic Church, and the subtitle is, Could a Remnant Group Have Continuing Apostolic Succession?
Right.
The other, on that side, and actually that's kind of what triggered this, Bill, we had a guy in Australia who had made a comment at a Roman Catholic news website, and the webmaster responded, and then they went back and forth about our church.
Right.
And her comment was, well, all you people, you couldn't have been before us. And his position, no, we were before the Church of Rome had bishops, by the way. And by the way, Catholic scholars would admit that they have no record that they had any bishops prior to around 140 A.D., okay, or pastors. The title pastor, bishop would be interchangeable here.
Right.
But that in Asia Minor, they did. Okay, so this book has a first pass at some type of a, what's called an apostolic succession list, which it's got a couple of gaps because we don't have all the every single name, but pretty much we've got names from Peter Peter through present. And there are other lists, by the way. We don't have claim to have the only list that could ever have been put together. There were a lot of apostles. But essentially, we believe that when Peter died, the leading apostle would have been the Apostle John. He lived longer than anybody, the other apostles, as far as we know. And so we don't think, for example, some elder in the city of Rome would have been above John. We think that makes no sense. And that John passed on the leadership to Polycarp, I mentioned before, et cetera, et cetera. And we believe that there's, you can go through history, I wouldn't just say beliefs, there are historical documents that support the idea that the church was most faithful in Asia Minor for the longest period of time before things all kind of split up into different pieces.
Right.
And that's what this book goes into. And for our Greco-Roman Catholic readers or listeners, I want to make a comment in terms of Scripture. In this book, almost, if not all, 99% probably of all the Scriptures cited come from Greek Orthodox or Roman Catholic approved translations, as opposed to Protestant or Church of God translations.
Amazing.
And what I'm trying to say is if Greco-Roman Catholics would read their Bible, compare their Bible to this, they could also see how their churches no longer teach some of the things from the beginning. You know, being raised Roman Catholic, I was thought it was the original faith, okay? This is what I was taught, and I believed it. Because, you know, we all heard about the Protestant Reformation, so we knew, you know, they couldn't have been original because they didn't pop out until the 16th century. But when I went through and said more and more details, it's like, wait a second. No, Rome and the Eastern Orthodox changed lot of different matters. And
we're going to bring on Betty Martini here shortly, too, in a minute there. But I really think what you're doing is you're kind of laying out the fact that the church has lost its way. And small churches like your CCOG is trying to find the way back to the original faith of Yeshua, Jesus.
Well, thanks again for having me on. And again, that book just came available on Amazon today.
Very good. Let's schedule you regularly if we can Wednesday. We'll do the half hour Wednesdays. It's your time.
I'll have to check my schedule.
Check your schedule if you can. Otherwise, another day. But we'll give you a half hour, okay? We're going to have Dr. Betty Martini now, so next.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the clock is running out on curbing skyrocketing inflation. He didn't rule out more interest rate hikes as inflation runs at its highest level in more than 40 years. Powell adding the Fed's ongoing goal is to slow down growth without crashing the economy. AAA says the 4th of July holiday weekend will be one of the busiest times at airports all year. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg addresses ongoing concerns from travelers over reaching their destinations with delays and cancellations soaring.
There are going to be challenges, but we're watching it closely and we're talking to the airlines every day about their responsibility to make sure that they can accommodate any issues that weather or other curveballs might throw at them.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Turkey is lifting its opposition to Finland and Sweden joining NATO.
They have a lot of very advanced capabilities that they're now going to be able to devote to the alliance.
White House security spokesman John Kirby said it'll make a big difference in expanding and increasing NATO's reach. Kirby is with President Biden during NATO meetings in Madrid. The government is working hard to improve weather forecasts.
Government officials engaged two new supercomputers this week to help improve weather forecasting. The computers named Dogwood and Cactus ranked among the 50 fastest computers in the world and will help deploy more advanced realistic climate models. This is good news if you live in a region that experiences extreme weather because the new systems are able to respond faster. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Wednesday night's Powerball jackpot is an estimated $365 million. Good luck if you're one of those lottery players out there. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
So, basically, my experience with transhumanism is I turned DARPA down, and I didn't do the research on MS, so my first wife, instead of me finding the cause and cure for MS, my first wife died. Okay? So I paid the price of going to do a residency at the University of Calgary after a year of internal medicine at Vancouver General, and everybody knows my other stories. Now, when people want to disagree with me, I think that's perfectly fine. But you have to have two things, evidence and logic. Now, you're a very good researcher, Dr. Betty. When you do research over, you have people like Tom Armstrong. You quote things that are quotable and data that's datable. In other words, it's not just conjecture. It's something that's based on facts. Now, the different thing about me compared to anybody else out there is my information is first half inside the guts. In the mid-90s, I had above top secret clearance at the same level as the presidential level clearance for U.S. Space Command, Strategic Defense, Star Wars, Chemical, Biological, Nuclear Weapons. In 1997, I worked under Reserve Admiral Hughes with the FBI, CDC, and FEMA on chemical, biological, nuclear terrorism with Operation Dark Winter, okay? Now,
yes.
What's going on right now, and I'm going to lay this all out for people, and you're a, if I remember correctly, you're a specific denomination of Christianity that doesn't believe in using blood, which is good, because all of these vaccines use fetal cell organs and blood to create them. And number two, they purposely create self-replicating nanobot technology that then migrates through your blood to your heart, your arteries, and also your ovaries and testicles to make you a sterile post-human. They're trying to create GIMPs, genetically modified people. Now, people that want to disagree with me... Now, yeah, I'm going to leave it over to you now. I want to give it over to you in a second here. The real issue is, I really was praying for the doctor, carrying my day, recovers. But what she needs to recover mainly is the bravery to stand up to the idiots that want to disagree with her and say they're not trying to create us as transhumans. There is no future for females at all in a future world run by these globalists. The future female is a transitional male with a genetically and surgically created vagina with no freaking uterus. And no baby's born in utero anymore, only in bioreactors, like a 240,000 plus in Shenzhen, China, after they were transferred from UCLA, Johns Hopkins, and the University of Milano, where I presented evidence in 1997 to HLI in Zurich, Switzerland, about this project. And they gave me boxes of documents about what's going on worldwide. Now, this is not open to your GD opinion out there. If you disagree with me, you need two things, even if you got grade 10. Evidence, logic, and personal experience. Now, you are very brilliant, and you're a very brave lady. Okay, you're my red-haired superwoman in terms of truth. And you're not full of crap, which is why I have you on over years. We've had you on, and I really appreciate your guy, Tom Armstrong, who I'm going to help him with his wife, who's dying of dementia and a major illness that she's having. So he's not been on my show for a couple of weeks. But yeah. I want you to talk now about what's going on, because what's happening is so obscene, and I am no longer a prophet. You know why? You just have to open your freaking eyes, and you just have to be a witness, like a car accident or an airplane accident. Like, who knows, maybe they did try to kill Dr. Made by screwing around with her small airplane. Now, luckily, she survived it. Hopefully, now she survived it. Her mouth keeps on jabbering, because I can tell you, if she shuts up, they will kill her. If she keeps talking, they won't, because they're afraid that if people listen, she will tell the truth. But if she becomes quiet and doesn't keep talking, they will kill her. Go ahead.
I was just thinking of Jerome Bressler, who did the fraud on aspartame, and we brought in a reporter from the Chicago Tribune, and he said just about the same thing you did. Jerome Bressler says, "Don't come after me." And he said, "No." He says, "You're so famous, they wouldn't dare." He said, "Look at Betty, did come after Betty, and but she's the one that's trying to get rid of aspartame all over the world." So he finally said, "Okay," and then they never published it, but they always do that if you're well known. But right. As far as I want to go back to the blood, I mean, I happen to be very interested in this subject because, as you know, we don't take blood transfusions. So I have been following what has happened since they started taking the blood of vaccinated people. And like Dr. Russell Blaylock said, the babies born, the people that have been vaccinated have a lower IQ, and then we've seen them with black eyes. And we don't know, as they grow up, what's going to happen to them. And even the American Red Cross admitted that it wipes out the antibodies, and they're still, you know, using blood from vaccinated people. And as far as the news now that came out yesterday, the FDA is going to skip all future clinical trials for the COVID vaccines. I don't think it makes any difference anyway, because they're on their side. They're not checking anything. They're doing what they're told to do. So that's right. Where we are with that. And then we've got this horrible news that they're thinking of using Gates polio vaccine in the UK because people are affected by it from the vaccine itself. And we know that in India, when Gates went over there. There were 456,000, I think it was, children that were paralyzed. And they, you know, since...
From the polio vaccine that Gates did, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and of course, this happened also in Mexico. And, in fact, it's on that film I did for Dr. Monteith. It was just at the time that in Mexico they were going door-to-door with police, and 75 children died. And this is so inexcusable. And then I have a friend whose son's a vet who had the letters about what happened in Africa, and the doctor who injected them said that that when they all died, he checked it out, and there was actually AIDS. And he said he went over there to help the children, and instead they had AIDS in the polio vaccine.
Exactly.
So this, yeah, so we've got all these problems. You know, aspartame does the same thing, and so now the pilots are dying, and a lot of them that are going into cardiac arrest or have cardiomyelitis from it, they're speaking out, and most of them are saying that they will never fly again. Delta did say that they were training more pilots, but they actually had to cancel flights because of the loss of pilots.
Right.
You're seeing it in all sects, in the children, in the athletes, in the pilots. So it, and now here's the FDA saying we're just going to let it roll. And
you know what FDA stands for? Fatal drugs allowed.
Fatal drugs allowed.
Good one, hey?
Yeah.
We'll keep talking through the break here. Now, Betty, yeah, you're brave, Betty. I'm telling you, you've been through a lot recently, lost your husband. The facts are, we are going to win. I have my EDUCAP moving forward now, oral immunization. We're going to do spin-offs of that for other pathogens, life extension, and autoimmune disease and cancer. That is happening now.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Which I told her not to do, but she had aspartame in her body, and she's never gotten over it yet. So,
well, I'll give you an example of a bad situation. I just found this out that although Dr. Dan Royal is a member of the First Nation and a senior member there, his wife took the shot, and within a week she got pancreatic cancer, and she just died a few weeks ago. Now,
I know.
Listen, I'm on call. I'm a very, very rig-driven person, and people say, how much do you work, Dr. Deagle? I am on call 7 days a week, 24-7. I have calls from all over the world about people that have done the most horrendous things by taking these shots. Cancer, autoimmune disease, VAIDS, vaccine-induced AIDS, where the T helper cell population drops off the cliff. Autoimmune disease, neurodegeneration, not just loss of taste and smell, neurodegeneration where they get ascending paralysis going up their spine, but also peripheral neuropathy, decrease in IQ, memory disorders, all kinds of terrible things happening. Now, people don't understand, we are in the midst now of what I call the zombie apocalypse. It's no longer open to an opinion. It's over, people. If you want to argue with me, we have hundreds of doctors in multiple countries and attorneys all over the world filing suits and blocking these toxic vaccines in multiple countries. Yet here in America, you mentioned Joe Biden, the crazy, you know, by the way, I just make you laugh here. I've changed his name. His name is Bidenocchio. Now just like Pinocchio, but his nose doesn't grow longer. When he's telling a lie, he craps himself. So his new name is called Crapinocchio. Do you like that?
You know, he's got cue cards now so that he'll know what to say or what to do.
Well, actually, you know, he needs a cue card to know which left or right hand to wipe his ass with.
Why don't they give the presidency back to Dr. Trump, since he won it, you know.
No, listen. Trump himself has still got an ego problem where he thinks the vaccine is a super, hero because he pushed the vaccines with Bill Gates of hell. Trump, if he had an hour with me, and you were a fly on the wall and heard a conversation between me and Trump, you would laugh so hard, you'd develop a surgical hernia. Now, Trump needs a dose of Deagle. The last letter I got from Trump personally was August of 2019, where to me and Don Spring, he didn't admit that I proved him with satellite photos that the Russians have nukes in La Orchid Island and Nicaragua. And we have proof, in fact, he had an attorney who advised the advisor that was working with Dr. Ford here last week. Don't talk to Deagle on air because you live and do business in Nicaragua, and you know because you've got photographic evidence of Russian troops in Nicaragua ready to shoot nukes up America's arse 12 minutes to 15 minutes away to take out any cities or Norfolk, Virginia, East Coast nuclear weapons in one port, or San Diego, the Western nuclear port, because America is stunned. The mark of the beast originates in America, and also the salvation of America, because the Second Amendment is not the right to bear arms alone. It's the right to raise up a civilian militia to take back government from an illegitimate government. We have an illegitimate, fake government who's lied, and now the Senate of the Texas State Senate has ruled that Joe Biden is not our president. We know that. And yet they have this January 6th committee trying to pretend it's an insurrection. Look, even Trump passed over the power because Mike Pence stabbed him in the back. He should have held it up. They should have had proper commissions looking at the stolen votes with the Communist Chinese and the Vatican and so on, playing around with the votes. Joe Biden couldn't fill a friggin' garage, let alone a stadium. It's ridiculous. And yet,
I know, that Texas put out a declaration that he was not president.
Right. Now, here's what's going to happen. Unless they can declare martial law before November or collapse the economy, the Senate and Congress are going to be handed over to the Republicans. We need a new party because the Republicans have got too many infiltrates to call the Uniparty. We need what's called a MAGA party, invented by Trump. But Trump himself needs to smarten up. He had a lot of people around him, including his own son-in-law, who was stabbing him in the back. All right?
That's true. Yeah, that was pretty obvious.
He's pretty damn naive, okay? Now, D.C. means the District of Criminals. You know that, right?
Who are criminals?
The District of Criminals at D.C. So when you go to Washington, D.C., you're going to the District of Criminals. Did you know that territory is not even American territory? Do you know who owns that territory?
Tell me.
The Vatican. Did you know that?
I've heard that.
Right. It was under the Vatican, and even the Federal Reserve money system is still under the Vatican, with the chief prelate over it is the Queen of the Netherlands with her crazy hairdo that looks like the symbol for the oil company that's over there in Europe. All right? The fact is, we're dealing with a bunch of devils, and we put up with it, infiltrated into our political system, our religious systems, and we are willing victims because we are weak-kneed dumbasses. Now, I'm not. I'm a leader. And people that should interview me that don't, Alex Jones, Stu Peters, Tucker Carlson, because if they interview Deagle and I give them facts that they can validate, including satellite photos, they'd say, why don't they pay attention to you, Deagle? Because if they did, they'd fix the problem. For example, why do we have a southern border? We have this Jean-Pierre, whatever the hell her name is, with her curly locks on her head. She looks like a doll. This bisexual spokeswoman for the so-called illegitimate government. It's disgusting. She reads cue cards herself.
What's disgusting is that here, after Trump paid for the wall, Biden turned around and paid not to be able not to use the wall.
That's right. So what happened is the materials are literally rotting while the wall is being destroyed. And we have now, I think since last year, over 3 million people have come in since he's been here a year and a half. And Biden is trying to see if he can fire one way or another to give these illegals the ability to vote so he can vote demon rats back in power. And, of course, Republicans, too.
That's pretty bad when he has to bring in people from other countries to get them to vote.
No, I don't believe in the death penalty for these guys. I want to play with their brains forever. I want them in a psychiatric facility with no access to their bank accounts, no psychiatric access to, video or audio or media or anything. I want them to shut the hell up so we can figure out why they have an abnormal brain. And I would use some kindness to try to see if I can get them converted. If I could convert somebody like Nancy Pelosi, who's obviously out of her cotton picking mind, and Hillary Clinton. I mean, see her popping her eyes, I'm thinking, I can see the Draco reptilian inside you. And guess what? If you want to see it, I've actually been given, through the Vatican, a dispensation to be involved with exorcisms. Anybody who doesn't believe in exorcisms, why don't you go through one and then you be a believer? Jesus himself cast the demons into the pigs in the Gadareans on the other side of the Sea of Gennesaret, and they were so agitated they committed suicide, all the pigs.
Yes, I remember.
Now, you got to start getting a little bit alive here, people. We're dealing with the level of evil and intelligence that the average person is so stunned they won't face. I am no longer a prophet. I'm just a witness, like of a car accident or a crime or whatever. I'm just documenting. I'm just providing evidence. And I am providing solutions. We're going to have, probably by the end of the summer, we'll have our EDUCAP available for everybody. We're going to open up even shares for the public, too, perhaps later. But I want people to understand, Dr. Deagle has the solutions. First line defense kit, immune support rescue. For every health condition you can imagine, I have Nutrimentin technology. From cancer to heart failure to chronic lung disease, I have these solutions. Free consults, no charge. Free. Get them now, the code is summer. We're here to help you. We love you. Take care, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.